Next up, it's Vera Toomey who joins me on the show. Hi, Vera.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you very much for taking our call. And you're joining us from County Cork. Now, tell us about Ava.
Well, our little girl, Ava, she's 6 years old. And Ava's got a condition that she was diagnosed with at the age of 4 months. It's called Dravet syndrome. It's an intractable form of epilepsy, which means that any kind of conventional medication, it doesn't work to treat the seizures in any kind of long-term basis. So when Ava presented first with her seizures, she actually went for her vaccination inside the Macroom that morning, and we came back out from Macroom, and she was okay for the day, but she began with her first 45-minute seizure that night. And we rushed her to hospital. We called the ambulance, got into the hospital, and over the next, I'd say we were in hospital for the next 5 or 6 weeks with her, she continued to have the seizures, and they sent some tests away to Glasgow to get her diagnosed with the Dravet syndrome. Since then, we've made our way through 11 different kinds of medication to try and stop the seizures, and they haven't worked. We were told last October that there was no more medication available to treat Ava other than different combinations of what we'd already tried and what had already failed.
So all conventional medicine, and you know, mums knows best, you had no faith in that then, it just simply wasn't working, and it was, I presume, false dawns and false hopes over and over.
Oh, at the beginning, sure, at the beginning we thought when we were on two medications, we thought that was a lot, we thought, oh, it'll stop the seizures now. The next thing, we were on four medications and she was still having the seizures. And then they'd change the medications, and then you'd be on three, then you'd be on four, but they never ever worked for us. And when the consultant told us last, to be October, 12 months now, that really all we could do was take her home. I mean, it was unbelievable. I was saying, like, what do you mean to take her home? Like, that there's no. And she kind of said there wasn't anything that they could do for us.
And we've spoken about this condition before. And there's very few situations you would think, I can't think of too many in medicine, whereby effectively it's almost like a shrug of the shoulders, we can't do any more.
Well, they had exhausted every avenue that they could find. They'd brought medications from England for us. They'd looked into everything, but there was nothing left. There was nothing left for her, and we began then to talk to them about the medicinal cannabis. At that stage, that would be 13 months ago now, I suppose. I'd already done maybe up about 4 years research into the medicinal cannabis for Ava, because it was working for other children. Like, there's a little girl over in America called Charlotte Figgy, and that little child was getting over 300 seizures every day, and after she began the oil, her seizures reduced down to just a couple of seizures in the month. So,
but your problem is that this is not a medicine here. It's not, you can't legally use it.
Absolutely. Well, so our problem is that we're blessed at the moment. We've actually experienced our first bit of luck, I'd say, that we've ever had with Ava. In that the Charlotte's Web, the CBD oil, which is legal in the country. CBD in itself is legal, and it can be bought in a store, like a health store. But the thing is, your doctor won't prescribe it. So we're actually giving Ava the Charlotte's Web now at the moment, since the beginning of October. And just to tell you, since we started with the oil, from the 2nd of October to the end of October, Ava had only 7 seizures in the month. And, I mean, it's hard for me to tell you exactly, but
it must feel like a miracle. There's nothing worse than seeing your child in pain or suffering. And to be able to relieve that when you've been told there's no hope, I can only imagine.
It's like it's happening to someone else. It's such a shock. You know, we know she's improving. I can see her improving before my eyes. But, I mean, 7 seizures in a month for us is something like between 80 and 90% of a reduction in her seizures.
Uh-huh.
It's incredible.
And presumably, you know, the less strain it's putting on her physically and emotionally as well.
Well, that's what I was saying to my family here, to Paul, my husband, and to everyone the other morning, was that Ava had a violent seizure last Wednesday morning, and I felt that to hear her crying out in pain after it was it absolutely just cracked my heart. I was just it was just too much, and I this power of that seizure lifted the child up off the bed, you know.
Unbelievable.
And like I said to Paul, if she hadn't had the break that she had in the last month, you know, I mean, 7 seizures for us, like, it's, we could have hundreds of seizures in a month.
Right, so Vera, just describe then where we're at, because, you know, I started the preamble as it relates to, you know, cannabis oil and the fact that it is illegal, but you've mentioned there that there is a product, CBD oil, that is legal and that is helping you. You say your GP won't prescribe it for her condition, or no GP will?
No. The CBD oil is legal in itself in Ireland.
Right.
But you have to go to, like, a health shop to buy the CBD oil.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so we got advice on dosage for Ava, and we're administering that for her. But there's no psychoactive effect or no high or anything like that.
But it's also,
CBD
though,
oil.
But Vera, it's also, you know, not regulated. So, you know, the one thing we're not supposed to do with medicine is self-regulate or sort of do it off advice. Do you believe then, what is the step forward?
Actually, the bottle, the Charlotte's Web, is produced to manufacturing guidelines. So
right.
It is safe. In the sense that is why we were waiting for that product to come all along, because this product helps a little girl with Dravet syndrome over in America.
Mm.
The CBD oil itself is legal, but our difficulty is that we have been extremely lucky that Charlotte's Web on its own is helping Ava. But we should be allowed to get the Charlotte's Web prescribed, or whatever suitable CBD oil. It should be prescribed by a doctor. Now, THC is the other component of the cannabis plant. That is only legal in 0.03%. And the difficulty is that patients with Dravet syndrome often need the THC part of the plant to work together with the CBD to treat the seizures more successfully.
Now,
if you had the THC along with the CBD, we might even be able to reduce Ava's seizures more by, you know, more significantly, which would mean maybe, like the little girl over in America, she might be only having a couple every month.
Yeah. Now, you were so desperate that you undertook a walk to Dublin from Cork, 260 odd kilometres. Why did you feel that necessary?
Well, we began the petition for Ava last October, 12 months, and if anybody would like to sign it up your way, I mean, my God, we'd be absolutely delighted. There's a lot of people after supporting us, but if you haven't seen it, it's at CBD for Ava support, or she's on change.org, and type in her name, Ava, A-V-A, Barry, and if you could sign it, we'd really appreciate it. The reason why I started to walk that morning was because, like I said to you, she had a massive seizure, and she was absolutely screaming in pain. And I said to myself, you know what? Nobody's listening to us. We're 13 months down the line now with petitions and Facebook and TDs and phoning and friends phoning and emailing and papers and TV and radio and every kind of thing, and I hadn't heard of any progress in such a long time that I said, you know what, I'm going to have to do something, because I felt that seizure, if we hadn't had the relief that Charlotte's Web had given us, she could have been in a very, very serious condition in hospital after what happened to her.
And all of the good words and all the kind will. It's great and it's comforting, but at the end of the day, you need something that actually changes things.
Yeah, well, like, we met Simon Harris last June, and I suppose, you know, you take a fella at his word. You know, he said that he'd do everything to help us. He said that he'd do all he could. And when someone says it to you, you know, I suppose you're inclined to give them an opportunity to show their worth, really, isn't it? And anyway, they were telling me that they were working at it every day and all this, but there was nothing coming, and the progress was too slow. And I was terribly, terribly worried about Ava all the time. So I decided that that's what I'd do, that, look, if they weren't going to, they weren't getting in contact with me, so I said, this is what I'll do, and I'll walk up there, and maybe that they'd take notice of me that way. And I left at 10:15 in the morning, and I walked just over 20 miles into Mallow, and I got to Mallow at 6:05, and there was a massive crowd on the road, people stopping, and people came from all over the place, around Cork, and from outside of Cork even, if you can believe it. And Simon Harris rang at 6:30, and he said to me he wasn't comfortable with me walking up to Dublin. So I said to him I wasn't comfortable with it either, and he said, would I stop? And I said, I can't stop unless you do something. And he said that he was going to help us. He said that he'd make a statement, and he said that he would meet me next Wednesday. And yesterday he made a statement about how he was going to do all he could for the support of medicinal cannabis and arrange the review. But subsequently, I've been told that a review could take up to 12 months to do.
And time is of the essence with you. But the problem too, though,
yeah,
and I'm sorry, I understand exactly what you mean there, but the problem is that cannabis oil can be used for Dravet syndrome in the US, Australia, Brazil, Colombia, but not in the EU, so Ireland would have to blaze the trail here. And from my very, very light touch research, it does seem a product that hasn't been fully and properly researched. And before that happens, it's very difficult then for it to be sanctioned for use, particularly for younger people, I would have thought. What I'm trying to say is that it's going to be a tough journey, is it?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, there is quite a lot more research out there than you would imagine. When you begin looking into it, there are a lot of doctors, there are a lot of consultants, a lot of pain specialists, a lot of neurologists. There's a lot of people, of doctors that are treating patients with cancer that are in major support of medicinal cannabis. There is a vast report after being done by a professor called Mike Barnes over from Newcastle University. There are reports done by numerous other doctors. The benefits of medicinal cannabis have even appeared in the British Medical Journal.
So when you look at all that information, you're happy enough in your mind to say that from what Ava is going through without this type of a treatment, I have enough information to say that getting the treatment, the benefits outweigh any possible negatives.
Well, I researched medicinal cannabis for 4 years. And when I began looking at it first, I thought, God, this is scary. Like, what is this about? I mean, I was frightened. Of course I was. I had to look into it as much as I could to educate myself about it. So as it went on, we began to see parents' reports, like people that had moved from all parts of America to the likes of Alaska, Washington, all different parts parts of the country. These people were seeing dramatic improvements in their kids. But even at that, you're hearing other people talking about it. When we eventually got the bottle of Charlotte's Web in our hand, I was still terrified. I was still afraid that I was doing the wrong thing for Ava. But we didn't have any choice. I mean, the consultants had nothing left for us. They were telling us to take the child home. I mean, what am I supposed to do? I had to do something.
Yeah.
This was here in front of me, and it was working for other people. Now, we started the oil, and she had, after beginning the oil, with no other alteration to any of her medication, she had 11 consecutive seizure-free days.
Which is unheard of from your perspective.
It never happened.
Yeah, I might bring Deputy Gino Kenny in here from People Before Profit. Deputy Kenny, thanks for taking the call.
All right, Mark.
Hi, Gino, how are you?
How are you?
Now, you're well briefed on this, Gino. You're looking to raise it in the dole, aren't you? I mean, your situation is complicated in the way time shared out that it can be quite difficult to get matters selected for discussion.
Yeah, obviously, the next private member's time, we're hoping that we'll bring the bill forward. And that could be probably February. If not, then there's kind of an archaic system in the Dáil where you put a bill forward and it gets picked out randomly every week. So hypothetically, it could be taken out next Thursday, which would give you 2 weeks' notice. So it could be taken out any time, which is kind of private members' time, and then we can debate it. And I'd be quite confident for all the soundings that I've got so far from different parties and different individuals that the bill will pass to the next stage. Now, it's a long process after that, Greg. It's a very convoluted kind of process. But the soundings so far have been very, very, very good.
But how, pardon my ignorance, Deputy, the government can, or Parliament can, or the Dáil can not legislate, though, that a medicine is safe for people to take? In that, what are you trying to achieve? You know, I presume that's what medical council's for and yeah, all the other, you know, aspects on that side. What I'm trying to say is this is not a false dawn, is it?
No, far from it. You know, the main point of this bill is for people like Vera, people like families like in her situation, that can get access to medical cannabis. That's the whole thrust of the bill. There's other things part of the bill about the Cannabis Research Institute and so forth. But the main thrust of this bill is to get medical cannabis accessibility for people like Vera and others.
And then that'd be extended out to MS, presumably, and
yes,
cancers?
Of course. Mm. People with fibromyalgia, all sorts of ailments. And as Vera says, the research and data is done. You know, this is not something that we've just started off. But just look at the Barnes Report, look across the United States, Germany, other parts of Europe, we are well behind in this stage, and you know we have to kind of, Ireland has to step up to the mark to say, look at medical cannabis. Regardless if this bill doesn't pass, another bill will come forward. Like, so, it's not a case of this, but when medical cannabis comes available in Ireland, like, you know, because the medical cannabis and cannabis has been completely stigmatized for medical purposes over the last maybe 50 years.
Yeah, but what happens is though, those that want it generally legalised can often piggyback on it, though.
Well, I tell you, Greg, I've never heard that before.
Really?
I've never heard, and since I started this, putting the bill forward, I've never heard anybody saying that. Mm-hmm. Even people that I thought would have said that, never said it. So it's a different debate, you know? It's a different debate about recreation use.
Well, no, when I say piggyback, it can be people who are for or against it. In other words, like, you know, you've heard the argument on many things about, well, this could open the floodgates. Do you know what I mean?
I've never heard that, Greg. If you ask me now, do I think cannabis should be legal, decriminalised in Ireland? Of course, yes, of course. But it's a different debate. The debate is for medical cannabis to be available for people like Ada.
All right.
And orders.
Deputy Kenny, thanks very much. We'll watch with interest in the Dáil to see when that gets selected. We do appreciate you taking the call this morning. Have a great weekend.
And Greg, don't forget that there's a meeting on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. I'm speaking at it.
Okay. Where's that?
In the Orchard Inn in Derrickenny.
Okay.
Yeah, at 7 o'clock. People for a proper meeting about the medical cannabis. So if people are listening, hopefully you can come.
Okay, interesting. I didn't know that. Thanks, Deputy.
Thanks.
We'll probably chat to you before that. Thanks very much. I'm sure there are people, Vera, finally, who would move to a country where they can access this medication for the betterment of the child, if it was possible.
Well, the thing is, we always felt that, you know, we're living out here. We're living in a small village out here called Ahabulloch in Mid Cork, and, you know, Ava's here. We have four children. We have Ava, we have Sophia, Michael, and we have Elvira May. They're 6, 5, 4, and 21 months. And my husband's business is here, but apart from all of that, my family is here. Ava's school is here. Mm. All her friends in school.
Yeah, Vera, sorry, I wasn't suggesting you would. I'm saying families that would be.
Well, the thing is, what I was meaning to say is that, like, we didn't want to have to leave. I don't think it's just that any person should have to leave. We're not looking for something that isn't available in other countries. And I mean, even for example, you mentioned Germany there, I think. Germany are in the process of legalizing medicinal cannabis, and that's going to be coming through next year. So other countries in Europe are further, it may not be legalized yet, but they're further down along the path of it being legalized.
Okay.
And we just didn't want to move. I wanted the very best for Ava in terms of the doctors that she has here, her family, her friends in school, her fantastic teachers, and that just being around people that love her has brought her on leaps and bounds anyway. So that's why I just wanted to put my hand up and say, you know, can't she do something to help a child in her own country? The government are very willing to help many, many other people, and I just, I've yet to understand why we've had to wait for 13 months to get as little done, really, as has been done, you know.
Okay, Vera, listen, I have a feeling we'll hear much more about this in the future, and it was interesting to get an insight early doors. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thank
the
you
best
very,
of luck
very
to you, and of course,
me
Ava
on.
As well.
Appreciate it.